Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you want to support me further, you can go to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about converting your thoughts or ideas or visions into action as an INFJ. An individual, a viewer, asked me about this and he said, you know, yeah, freedom is definitely one of my top priorities. But could you explain to me how an INFJ could convert their thoughts or vision into action? Because, you know, it's hard for us to get out of our heads and to do stuff. It was the hardest thing for me as well for the longest time. I don't know if I was an INFJ all my life. I think I was. I really have no idea. There are some signs that when I read about INFJ children that makes me feel like, you know, I was an INFJ child. But whatever it was, I know that for the longest time, it took me a long time to get to a point where, you know, I would have a vision in my head and I would bring it to fruition. So a lot of times in my teens, in my 20s, especially in my 20s, because in my teens, I was busy with school and busy with getting into university. So, you know, you get busy with that stuff. You don't think about anything else, even though you're working on someone else's goals for you. It was fine. I was fine working on someone else's goals for me because I didn't have to think about it then. And so I was very hard working, and I worked and I had a job, and I worked almost full time, and I went to school full time, and it was great. There was no more moment, no opportunity to think about anything else, right? But then obviously in my 20s, I told you guys this before a long time ago, many times, that, you know, I got rejected from med school 3 times. And at that point, I realized, all right, cool. So the universe really doesn't want me to go to med school, thankfully. Thank you, universe. But then I had to figure out something else, you know, because I'm an INFJ and I need to do something. I need to spend my time doing something on this planet. Otherwise, I would have killed myself. And I didn't know what was I supposed to be doing. And so I did a lot of coaching. I read a lot of books. I spent so much of my time journaling, trying to figure out, what am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? Why am I here? And little by little, I figured out that, one of the main things that most successful people on this planet do, one of the main things, there's two or three that every successful person on this planet does, but one of the main things that they do is meditate. Every single person that I read about, all the autobiographies, all of the books, all of the coaches, all the self-help gurus, every single person extolled the virtues of meditation. And so, of course, I started meditating because I was like, well, like, everyone's saying it. I mean, I have to start. I mean, come on. And so I started meditating. And one of the main things that came out of my meditation sessions is that I am flaky. I was flaky. Not in the sense that, okay, I was going to do something and not do it. You know, that's very common nowadays. But I was flaky to myself. And that was the main thing that really worried me, was that, yeah, okay, fine, I'm flaky to other people. But they're flaky back to me. It's fine. This is the world we live in. But I did not keep promises that I made to myself for myself, right? And so I would say to myself, oh, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Or I'm going to do this. I'm going to take up Aikido, or I'm going to take up bow and arrow shooting, or whatever it might be. And I bring up all these things that my mind and heart and soul wants to do, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going to do it. And I'd go to one class and I'd drop out, or I would never go to a class. I would research it to death and never actually do anything with it. And so I was flaky to myself. And that was one of the main learnings I got from meditation, is that, you know, stop being flaky, not to other people. Obviously, it doesn't matter. Don't be flaky to other people, obviously. But more so, realize that you're being flaky to yourself. You are telling yourself you're going to do certain things and you are not doing it. And because of that, your trust in yourself is depreciating at a very rapid rate. I did not trust myself. My self-efficacy, the thing that says that I'm going to do something and I do it, that was depleting and depleted almost, 100% depleted almost. And I was at a point where I was like, well, I don't believe in myself. I don't believe that if I say I'm going to do something, I myself don't believe in it. So if I don't believe in it, no one else is going to believe in me, of course. And I could notice the effects of this in the people around me, because no one believed in anything I would say. They would look at me with skepticism in their eyes when I'd be like, all right, so I'm going to write a book. And they wouldn't say anything out loud because people around me were nice and kind. Sometimes they did. But a lot of times I would see that disappointment in their eyes, because they would be thinking this, that. They'd be like, oh yeah, another thing that she says she's going to do, but she's not going to do. And the disappointment was reflected in my own eyes when I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd see that disappointment in myself, with myself. And I'd think to myself, what is this? What am I doing to myself? What kind of a life am I leading right now, where I myself don't believe in anything that I say I'm going to do? How did I become this person? I felt immense disappointment, of course, and I went through a big spiral of depression where I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I even here? How did I become this person? I used to be so good. I used to be dependable and reliable, and I did things that I said I was going to do, and all of that. And so from that, I started with my first step, which is I started making my bed every single morning. And I think I've shared this with you guys as well, but I decided I'm going to start doing at least one thing every single day that makes me believe in myself, that makes me believe in my reliability. And so I got up every morning. I lived with my parents at that point. I got up every morning. And I had no job at that point. I had just gotten fired. I just lost my relationship. I was literally in the trifecta of terrible things happening. And I made my bed every morning. I was like, all right, cool. That's it. Okay, so I'm not really good at anything, really. My life is completely at a standstill. Actually, I'm deteriorating faster than I can ever imagine. And so it was time for me to make changes. This was 5 years ago. And so I started making my bed every morning. And I was meditating at the time as well. Obviously, this meditation is the reason I got these insights. But I decided that I needed to start doing things, building routines into my life that would teach me that I am reliable, that I can be relied upon to say that I'm going to do something and then do it. So little by little, I started building my routine. As I said, I first started with just making my bed every morning. I'd get up. And instead of lying in bed all day long and crying about the fact that I have nothing to do, I was like, all right, that's it. Just make your bed, get out of bed, sit at your desk, do something with your life. I started studying how to do options trading. You know, I just like taught myself through videos online and I started doing all these interesting things. But the main thing that instigated all of this was obviously the meditation, which is something that every successful person on this planet does. Every person who has done anything in their life does. But then I started making my bed, and then little by little I added little things like, you know, I started journaling, I started doing morning pages related to The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. Absolutely recommend that book if you are interested in living a creative life. And then I started writing a little bit at a time. And then, you know, I got a bunch of different changes happened in my life, and it was all because of the fact that I was making all these interesting changes in my life. And I, little by little, over time, I would say it took me 2 or 3 years to get to a point where I was like, all right, cool. I am a reliable person now. I can look at myself in the mirror, in my eyes. I can gaze upon myself and not feel shame because I'm not that person anymore. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I little by little realized that people started believing me as well because I would say something and they wouldn't have this look of disappointment in their eyes. They'd be like, all right, cool. So you're going to do it. It was little by little, it became so that my word became bond to myself more so than anyone else. It was nice, the after effects of it, the side effect that everyone else started believing in me as well. But more so, I started believing in myself. My self-efficacy, that thing that says that I'm going to do something and I'm going to do it, that increased exponentially to a point where I was like, all right, I'm not going to say anything because if I do, then I have to do it, right? And so I stopped saying yes to events. I stopped saying yes to a lot of different things because I was like, well, if I say yes to it, then I'm going to have to do it. And I was doing so many things already. That I was like, I have to start saying no to things, which is really interesting for me all of a sudden. I was like, all right, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't. My schedule's way too busy. And if I say yes to you, I'm going to have to do it because I'm not going to say yes and not do it. And so I really need to make sure that I have room, I have space in my schedule for it, and I'm sorry, but I don't at the moment. And so at that point, I started saying no to more things than yes, because I wanted to keep my schedule free for things I really wanted to do with my life. But that's where it all began. It was all a process. And so it's not like, you guys, I can just give you a formula, I'd be like, all right, cool, yeah, so do these 5 things. Well, I mean, there's certain things that you should definitely do every single day, like meditating, physically moving your body. Obviously, those 2 things are absolutely crucial for your physical, mental, spiritual development. It is 2 things that you could do, whatever you do, yoga, dance, rollerblading, whatever it might be, move your body somehow for a few minutes a day and definitely meditate for a few minutes a day. Those 2 things, yes, you should definitely do those things, like literally. If there's nothing else you do right now and nothing else you get from this video, just do those 2 things. But there's really no other formula that I can be like, all right, cool, do all these things and your life is going to change. It's just a little bit of a process. You have to little by little build your belief system in yourself and become that person who, when you say you're going to do something, you do it. When you have a vision in your head, you follow through with it. Nowadays, whenever I have an idea in my head, I make it happen. No matter what it is, it doesn't really matter. It might be the smallest thing. Like, I don't want to buy plastic balls anymore. Not that I ever did. It's just an example. But if I had an idea, I don't want to buy plastic balls anymore. Buy a water bottle and refill it. Like, if you have an idea in your head, think about the first step you can take towards it and do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop visioning it. Stop visualizing it. Stop doing all of that stuff. Stop journaling about it. And then take the first step and do it. And just do the first step. And then the next step. And then keep on doing it. I know it seems so simple when you put it like that. It literally is the first thing you have to do is, what's the first thing I can do in order to make this happen? When I first decided that I wanted to become a digital nomad, I wanted to live on the road, I wanted to be location and time independent, I didn't just sit there and think about, okay, cool, so who's going to make this happen, or how am I going to make this happen? I thought about all the different steps I could take. I started researching it, and I took the first step, which is move to Chiang Mai, right? No one in my family has ever done something like this. I mean, yes, they moved country, but they immigrated as a family. No one randomly just picks up and goes like that, right? For no apparent reason. Usually it's for studying. Usually it's for university. But I am in the university of the school of life, right? I was like, I am going to go and do this. I'm going to learn from other people. I'm going to live this life that I've always wanted to live. And so I did it. I booked my ticket, quit my job, booked my ticket, saved up enough money, and left. And then obviously the rest is history because I'm living this amazing life right now. But it wouldn't have been possible if I just sat on my ass and just thought about it. Sat on my bum and thought about it. If I didn't actually do anything about it, right? I had to book that ticket. I had to quit my job. I had to do all those things. And so it's just talking about things. You have to start taking action. And it might just be a small action, right? Writing 50 words a day, doing one push-up a day, meditating for 5 minutes a day, calling one cold call thing, or if you're prospecting, drinking one glass of water a day extra, or whatever it might be. These are all the small steps, and I've talked to you guys about this many times before. We have to start, and you have to build your self-efficacy small steps at a time. Making your bed every single day is how I did it. Making my bed every single day is how I built my self-efficacy over a long period of time. It took me 3 years to get here. 5 years, actually, to get here to this point in time. That's a long time, but little by little, every single day, I still make my bed. I get up in the morning. Once I get out of bed, the first thing I do is I make my bed. It's still the case. No matter what, it's the first thing I do. Even if I'm at a hotel room, I still make my bed. I don't make it perfectly because I don't know, a lot of these hotel sheets are very complicated. But even in a hostel, even in a hotel, I will make my bed in the morning. As soon as I get out of bed, that's the first thing I do. It's a habit now. I've been doing it for 5 years now. I can't stop. All right, I hope this makes sense. If you have any questions about this, if you want me to expand on anything that I've shared, please let me know in the comments below and I shall do that. And I hope that I was able to help. Hopefully, you know, it is a long process and it takes time and energy and effort. So start now. Again, thank you for supporting me. If you're interested in supporting me monetarily, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.